Tiger Woods has added another chapter to his growing legend. Yesterday, he won the 102nd U.S. Open by 3 shots over Phil Mickelson at the Bethpage Black Public Course in New York. It was his 8th major title. Commentator John Feinstein joins me now. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Bob.
Tiger's halfway to the Grand Slam.
Yes, he is. This is only the 5th time in history that someone has won both the Masters and the U.S. Open to start the year. The other guys to do it were Ben Hogan twice, Arnold Palmer and Jack Nicklaus, so that's pretty good company. And he's remarkable. You run out of adjectives with this guy. As we said before, he grabbed the lead on Thursday in the first round and had a couple of glitches during the 4 days on a very, very difficult golf course. He was the only player in the event to finish under par on the Bethpage Black course. But he never gave up the lead, and now he's got 8 majors, as you said, on his way to Nicklaus's 18, and he's halfway to a Grand Slam, which no one in history has ever achieved.
And Mickelson was in his accustomed spot, too.
Yeah, he's the bridesmaid of professional golf right now. Tiger is out there and impossible to beat, apparently. Here's a guy, Phil Mickelson, who's won 20 times on the PGA Tour but has been unable to win a major championship. I think yesterday had to be especially frustrating for him. It was his birthday. Every time he walked on a tee or a green, the New York fans were singing happy birthday to him. It was Father's Day. He's got 2 children. So he's got a great life. He just can't quite seem to get that one professional prize that he wants the most.
This was the first Open at a true public golf course. How did that come off?
Unbelievably well. The golf course was spectacular. The players, almost to a man, said it was, if not the best U.S. Open course they'd ever played, it was one of the best. Many of them said it was in better condition than Augusta, where, as you know, half of the national debt is built up, keeping that course in great shape. And the golf course held up, the legendary black course with that sign that talking about that only skilled players should play it, held up. In fact, several players commented looking at the sign after the first round that maybe it applied to them because the golf course was so difficult. The crowds were huge, even with the torrential rains on Sunday, and everybody walked out of there with a big smile on their faces last night.
You got the best golfers in the world. Only one of them finishes under par. Maybe they ought to reconsider what par is.
Well, a lot of the players were joking on Friday when it rained so hard and the golf course played so long that even though on the scorecard it says there are only 2 par 5s, it played as if there were 9 par 5s out there. It was just that difficult.
So they'll go back there?
If tomorrow is Tuesday, Bob, they will go back there for a United States Open. They're committed unofficially through 2009, but they will play another Open there in either 2010 or 2011, and Bethpage will become a part of the informal U.S. Open rota from here on in.
And where do you rank this Open?
Very, very high. I think because of the public course and all the anticipation, plus all the security that was necessary because you were only 35 miles from ground zero on Long Island, I think it turned out unbelievably well. You had the number one and number two players battling down the stretch. As I said, the golf course held up. Years from now, people will look back at this U.S. Open and say, oh, yeah, the black in 02. That was really a great moment in golf.
Thank you, John.
Goodbye, Bob.
The comments of John Feinstein, author of A Good Walk Spoiled.